Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Rabbi Moriah of Hillel ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel Areini Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. And we are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are in Perek Beis. And Hashem speaks to Yirmiyahu, and he says, Haloch v'karasa b'yonznei Yerushalayim leimor. He says, go and call out to Yerushalayim. Ko amar Hashem zacharti lo chesed no reich abas klulo sayach lechtecha charei bamidbar beretz lo zeruah. He says, I remember when you went in, when you went in the time of the midbar. Even though Radak says, look, even though I am going to bring a lot of trouble onto you because of the averus you did, I won't destroy you completely, since I remember the chesed that you did when you were young, when you followed Moshe and Aaron into the desert. In a place that wasn't planted, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tavuaso. At that point in time, Am Yisrael's Kodesh, and Kolo Chalabi Eshamu, whoever goes ahead and tries to destroy Am Yisrael, will be destroyed. Ra'at Tavo Aleim Ne'um Hashem. All bad things will happen, says Hashem. And then we continue with the second of the Haftorahs of Poranios that we just read right before Tisha B'Av, which makes up the bulk of the rest of the parak. Shimu Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov V'chol Mishpachos B'nei Beis Yisrael. Yirmiyahu calls out and he says, listen, Beis Yaakov, what did you, Hashem says, what did your forefathers do when they came into Eretz Yisrael and they decided to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah? He said, they didn't ask, where is Hashem? They didn't say, how can we be guilty of Avodah Zarah? They didn't even ask, where is Hashem? And they just went, Hashem took us into the desert where there was nothing, and he brought us into a land in the Eretz HaKarmel to take advantage of the payros and everything else. And what did you do? You destroyed Eretz Yisrael, and you turned it into Toeva. It was supposed to be under God's direct supervision, and you turned it into something nasty, says Abarbanel, right? And when you used Avodah Zarah, you contaminated a land. Because take a look, the Aron HaKodesh came into that land. The Aron HaKodesh, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made the whole land Kadosh like a Beis like a Makom Hashchina, and you deserted it and defiled it. And even the Kohanim didn't ask, where is Hashem? They brought Karbanos every day. They should have turned around. Alternatively, Mitzudas David says the Kohanim, who were supposed to be able to say to fulfill their mission of Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov, they didn't ask the question. Abba Arbanel says that they were the ones who saw the miracles in the Beis Hamikdash. They should have recognized that those things stopped, right? And they should have asked the question. Tosei HaTorah Lo Yida'uni, the Sanhedrin didn't recognize Hashem, right? Everyone else, the Nevi'im, had all your leadership was upside down and didn't recognize Hashem. And so Hashem says, look, I want you to know, therefore Hashem says, I'm going to deal with you and your children and your children's children, and they're going to all have to be sent into the different Galios. And so he says, listen, could it be that you exchanged your glory for that? Didn't make sense. Shomu Shamayim Alsos. It's upside down. Why would you trade and make such a terrible situation? You did two things wrong over here. You did a double evil over here. You left Hashem to go ahead and make new cisterns. Why would you do such a thing? It's not just that you didn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you went off the derech and recognized something else that was like a pale substitute. Is Am Yisrael supposed to be a slave? And people are running all over you. People rely on other gods. Why did you become such a disastrous nation? Everyone over here who's going to get the lower nations of the world are going to go ahead and break your crown. It's because you left Hashem. And now what do you have to do to go ahead and try to chase after the people of Mitzrayim or of Ashur? What were you hoping for? Your evil is going to chastise you. And you should know that the fact that you left Hashem was a terrible thing. Because Hashem says, Ki me'olam shavarti uleich, for a long time I broke your yoke bands. And you said, no problem, Nasa v'nishpa, right? What did you say? Lo avod. I'm not gonna go ahead and be enslaved, right? I won't go against your words. But then what happened? But everywhere else, you reclined like a zona. You went from place to place, and I want you to know that you lost out into that problem. So what do you have to do? If you clean off, if you try to clean up and clean your avera, and you try to do tshuva, I'm still going to punish you. That's how serious the avera over here is. If the people would have repented, they would have been saved. They wouldn't have been sent into galus. However, they would have been punished for the sins that they did. But they says the Radak, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but it's always better to be punished from within HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to be left out to the nations of the world. But what did you do? You turn around and said, Lo Nit Meisi, right? You said, we didn't follow the Baal. I said, you're like a donkey in the desert. Your situation, right? You should try to save yourself, from going off the derech. But Hashem said, that the Bnei Yisrael responded, Lo ki afti zarim v'achrayim eilech. Instead, you chose to go and follow people from the other side. And so, you know what? You've been found. You got caught. And keboshes haganav ki matzeh kein ovishu beis Yisrael hema malchem shareim akohanim unibiyim. All of you, you're going to be embarrassed, just like together with your leadership. You said to a tree, "You're my father." You said to a stone, "You created me." And you turned to it because you said, "Velo panim." You turned to God. And you said, and save us, right? And all those avodah zarah were not there to go ahead and save you. So why should you strive with me? You are rebelled against me, said Hashem. I punished your kids, and they didn't learn anything, right? In that situation, hador atem. He said, "Oh, this great generation, why did you? Was I a desert to Am Yisrael or darkness? Why did you say we were separated and you won't come back to me? Why would you do such a thing?" What would a girl getting married forget her ribbons or her jewelry, right? Yet what happened? You forgot what makes you special. When you got the Torah, you forgot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the most I also found that you didn't treat each other correctly. You forgot all the weak among you, and after all of this, you said I'm innocent, and I'm gonna have to go judge you because you said lo chatasti. Matizli ma'od l'shano says darkeif, right? He says how you degrade yourself to change your way, you didn't turn around and you didn't gain from it. You're gonna be so you'll be ashamed through Mitzrayim just like you were through Ashur. You're going to see, and we learned this already in Yishayahu as well, that they turned to Am Yisrael during the period of time that they were being challenged by Ashur and Sancheiriv. They tried to go to the king of Mitzrayim to save them, but of course they were left embarrassment. You should just understand, says Yirmiyahu, that also from this one you'll go out with your hands on your head, because Hashem was disgusted in those you trusted. You're not going to gain from Mitzrayim and Ashur. You need to realize that you need to gain from me, and you did not want to learn that lesson. This is the beginning of Yirmiyahu's harshness, which is going to carry him throughout the entire Sefer. And we need to gain from that and understand it. And Be'ezus Hashem, when we learn from Yirmiyahu, we won't make the same sins again. Have a great day.